Got your Bibles as we go to the Lord's Supper this morning. I want to just minister the quick word. Really, the Lord has ministered the heart of it. You will get through this. Now, I might know He's helping us get through it. My God, I feel the Holy Spirit in here, don't you? Woo! My God, the anointing is just all over. My. Lord, we just feel it. I feel it just now. And I haven't even said it. It's just what God's saying, what God's doing. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got your Bibles quickly. 1 Corinthians going to the 11th chapter, our communion, the well-known communion chapter. But I believe God has given me a little light, and I don't believe it's going to be long. How many want to believe that with me? Amen. You that don't believe, we will be here tonight. We will be bringing dinner in, and everything will be okay. Amen. 1 Corinthians. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. and Mrs. Culverson. We appreciate the prophet. Amen. In the house, the apostle. Amen. And his wife. We are honored. You ought to give the Lord some praise. That man carries an anointing, he and his wife. We are blessed by their presence. And I'll tell you, by their prayers. He is a prayer warrior. And I thank God. I thank God for you, my brother. I thank God. You have no idea. You and your lovely wife. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. God gave gifts to the church, and he and she are one of the best gifts God ever gave to the church. Amen? I'm telling you, you can believe your pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Help me get it to them so you can move through them and we can release them and let your blessing flow as far as the curse is found. Amen. We are the blessed of the Lord, are we not? Thank you, Jesus. Verse 23, two verses in our well-known communion text as speaks of the Lord's table, the communion. Amen. You may be seated because you've been up most of the service. Thank you, God, for honoring the Lord. You like to honor the author of this book as our tradition is, as our bishop, Bishop T.D. Jakes. But we're going to let you rest right now. Amen. And, amen, look at somebody next to you and say, it's time to rest in the Lord. Look at them again and say, you will get through this. Now, I don't like the negative on that, amen, just because I'm preaching now, amen. I hope he wasn't talking about this, amen. Lord, help me not to bore them, Lord, amen. Help me to bless them. God will help me do that. Verse 23, following with me. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It stands alone. It is the truth. You are the truth, the way, the life. We thank you for ministering now, Holy Spirit. You take over. You've been taken over. Might as well continue to do it now. Take me over, Father. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me to speak what you've given me. Help me to speak with clarity. Help me to speak with distinction, with understanding. Let it be a rhema word for that waiting heart. Let them hear what the Spirit would say to them. Not what I would say, only if I'm speaking your words. Father, use me. In spite of me, help me, whatever it takes. Bless your people today, I pray. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Again, good morning and Thanksgiving blessings to you. It is still morning, amen. And to those who will be listening and have been listening to the Glad Tidings podcast via the iTunes app, we're glad for what God has done. People are tuning in. We're delighted that you're here and they're also here. And we begin this month of Thanksgiving celebrations, amen. Hallelujah, it's November 2nd, we believe, First Lady and myself, that this will be, and has already begun to be, a very special month for you, a month of special Thanksgiving blessings for you and for your loved ones, amen? Hallelujah. And so, like I said, I was on the mountain, God gave me this word, I like to call it the HGN channel, amen. I've always thought about HGN. We have CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, TBN, Trinity Broadcasting. But how many know God talked to me about a HDN? Anybody know what that is? Holy Ghost Network. Amen. How many know there's a Holy Ghost Network? Yeah, and you're part of it, praise God. And so I'm hearing, you're hearing, and God is blessing us. Amen. And so he impressed upon me three main things among the things that he spoke to me during that 5-6 days there. And he's saying these things, and he says you have an unction, and he said to declare this, that this is what he's doing this month beginning as we gather around the communion table today. Number one, let me get it to you quick, which I've already exhorted. Basically, he's saying to you and me, you will get through this. Whatever the this is in your life. Amen. Not my word, that's his word. If he said it, it will happen. He will do it. He told me to tell you again, you will get through this in your life. Amen. Whatever this is, God is going to bring you through it. He's in the process of bringing you through it now. I know it looks like you'll never get through it in some cases. How many have ever had a situation that looks like it'll never end, never get through it? God says, you will get through this. I'm going to bring you through it. You will get over this. Amen. And if they need to, they will get over this. We better not go there. Amen. Number two. He told me, he said, this is the month that God's power is being activated in your life and your circumstances. Ooh, God's power has always been here, but how many know there has to be an activation? You've got to activate the blessing of God. Tithing, offerings, time, talent, treasury activates the blessing of God. Amen. We give in those three ways, our time, our talent, our treasury, and that's an activation. Somebody shout, activate. Tell somebody next to you, activate the power of God. You've got to activate it. I mean, no, you got to turn the heater on. You got to turn the cooler on. Hallelujah. You got to turn the refrigerator on if you want something cold in there. Hallelujah. You got to activate. And so God says, this is a month that I am activating my power in you, and I'm going to move through you to activate in your life that will affect your circumstances. Amen. God's power is being activated in your life and mine right now. More power than you've ever known before. More power to do what has not been done to this point. God's power is activating for your situation, for your life. Amen. Activate God's power, and he's going to show you how to do that. And number three, the third thing I heard God say to me, he said this, and he said, and my God shall meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. He will supply. Shout, my God meets all my needs. Come on, shout it again. My God meets all my needs. Yeah. And even some of my wants, because I shall not want. So he's meeting some of them too. Huh? And because of 2 and 3 here, because of the activation of God's power, because God is saying that this is what I'm doing this month, and it will continue after, but he's especially making a point of it this month. Does anybody have any needs? Yeah, my God is supplying what that need is. You're going to see a manifestation this month. Believe the prophet, and the Bible says, so shall you prosper. Believe his word, and so shall you be established. I'm not hyping you. I'm just telling you what I heard. If I didn't ever heard anything, I'd sit down. I said I would sit out because I just don't have anything unless he gives it to me. Are you hearing me? Now, I know we have some real smart, intelligent people. Amen. And smart, intelligent pastors, and I consider myself one of them. But God called me from a long ways, a stutterer. So unless I get it from God, all you would hear up here is Porky Pig. He gave me enough left to just remind me it's not me speaking, but him. And I'm not in pride enough to tell you that everything I say is God saying it, but I'm trying to believe God that everything I tell you, God has told me and impressed me. Are you hearing? But you have to take it. You have to prove it. You have to witness to it. Amen? We don't believe everything everybody says. Amen? But we get a witness in the Spirit, you know? That matches to the Word. I feel the anointing in that. I feel the witness of God. God is speaking that. Amen? And so we see because of 2 and 3, God activating his power in your life and circumstances, him meeting all your needs, the activation of power, and because of that, let's focus on number one, you will get through this. Can we focus on there just for a second? For a few moments, I want to draw your attention to Jesus and Joseph and how they got through their this. A lot of people got through this in the Bible, but how many know we don't have time for all that? God didn't tell me to do all that. He told me just Joseph and Jesus. Amen. And how you can get through and how we can get through are this. Let's look first at Joseph quickly. Many of you know the story of Joseph and how he's betrayed by his brothers. He was sold into slavery 13, 14 years in Egyptian prisons and dungeons. How many know that was the real Dungeons and Dragons? And it wasn't any game. Yeah. High hopes, low lows, resulting in disappointments. Have you ever had any disappointments? Have your hopes been dashed? Forgotten by those he had helped? Has that, you ever been forgotten by somebody you helped? You ever helped anybody and they never even said thank you or boo? Yeah. Amen. And while he was in prison, accused falsely of rape, convicted, and sentenced. Amen. Even though he was innocent and in a worse prison, bad to worse to terrible. Have you ever been there? We've all been there at different times. Amen. But I got good news this morning. Many that have been there, and maybe you're there now. I hope you're not there now, but where the good places or situations. But the Bible says this, the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Ecclesiastes 7:8. And although we're not looking at Job this morning, can I bring Job into this? Some people call him Job. If they need a job, they call him Job. But it's really Job. And his trouble. How many are familiar? Most of you know about Job's trouble. He went through a lot. And you can identify in some way, shape, or form if you've lived any amount of time on planet Earth. Amen. But the Bible says in chapter 42 of Job, verse, I believe it's 12, he says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Ah. The Lord blessed his latter end more than his beginning. How many sense God in the house today? If I could capitalize it, God is saying, I am moving to bless your latter end more than your beginning. No, you don't want to bail out now. You don't want to quit now. Don't give in to what the devil's trying to do. You stay the course because it's about to get really good. I mean, you're about to get really blessed. You're about to see breakthroughs and an activation of God in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that will make the devil sorry he ever attacked you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, Job, he blessed his latter end. What was that? 42, Lord, help me on this. Amen. Better than the proud. Amen. And his trouble, he said, in the last book, and then he says, tell somebody your latter end is going to be better. Your latter is going to be better than your former. And the Holy Spirit says in the next verse after better, verse 9, he says, be not hasty in spirit to be angry. Now that's a word there. How many have had something to be angry about at least in the last 24 hours? Last week. Last life. Amen. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. Now that's a word. God, you got to help us with that. For anger resteth in the bosom of fools. How many know it's not hard to get angry? Sometimes we're angry at God. Come on, you ever got angry at God? I've known people cussed out God. And God still loved them. He said, well, at least you were honest. You can share your feelings with God. I don't encourage cursing. But I tell you, there is no future in staying angry at God. Really, there's no future in staying angry at one another. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Try to get it resolved. If you can't get it resolved, just say, Lord, I rebuke that spirit of anger. Get out of here. That's before you kill them. Hallelujah. He says, it resteth in the bosom of fools, so don't be hasty in your spirit to be angry. Now, God's got to help us do that. Because, boy, things happen, and, boy, you can get angry. And I may know, when he says, in the bosom of fools, I may know men have a bosom, too. Just different. Verse 10, he continues. I thought you'd like that little piece of history and knowledge there. Verse 10, he continues. He says, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? In other words, don't talk about the good old days. Because God says the good old days are really not past. The good old days God has reserved for this day. Come on. Don't say there was a... there's a better. Yes, they might have been better than what you're going through right now, but I'm telling you, God is leading you not only to what better days you've had, he's leading you to better days. Cow! Boy, I felt the Holy Ghost just go all the way through me right there, so I know I'm got a witness and I'm telling you what he's telling me. So he says, don't say, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Yeah, your best days are ahead of you. It's not too late for you. Back to Joseph and the end of this in his life. In Genesis 42, have you got a second? Just turn to Genesis quickly. And we'll be able to move along. Hallelujah. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? You know what? This is to be continued. Wait till you see what God showed me about Joseph and his latter end and the things that he named his son. Whew. It literally lifted me up off of my seat. And God says, what I did for him, I'm doing for every one of you. Stay tuned. We're going there next time. Next Sunday. Don't want to miss it. Unless the rapture comes. Amen. 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 Lord, thank you right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. You will get through this. God is saying he's activating his power. And he's making an emphasis on meeting all your needs. Somebody just thank him right now. Lord, I thank you. I receive it by faith. I believe you talk to our pastor. I believe he hears your voice. And so I believe it. And I trust you for it. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Now as we come to the Lord's table, this is a table of gratitude, a table of thanksgiving. Let me tell you, just give you just one little thing that we're going to find out how we get through our this. Amen. And part of it is gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. That'll get you through anything. We'll talk more about it because I told you we're going to go next week with that. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife was probably saying, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting better and better. I told you. Hallelujah. You know, because it's getting hotter and hotter in here. I got to close it off. Amen. If you open those back doors, we'll get some air. Maybe I'm just hot. I thought you were the hot-blooded one, I guess. My God. Let's come to the Lord's table. Would you come to the table of thanksgiving, the table of blessing? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I lost my devotional somewhere. Maybe I was supposed to lose it. As we come to the table, can I give you a word from the Lord in the Jesus calling this morning? I may mention it again next week. It says in today's Jesus calling, it's called enjoying peace in his presence. It's his word to us, November 2nd. He says, grow strong in the light of my presence. Boy, do we have his presence today. Your weakness does not repel me. I mean, the Bible says we're all weak, but he's strong. He also says, let the weak say they're strong. So it's no excuse to just rally, you know, revel in the weakness, but we understand who we are, and we know he's strong. Amen? He says, your weakness does not repel me. On the contrary, it attracts my power, which is always available to flow into a yielded heart. Do not condemn yourself for your constant need of help. Isn't that good? Instead, come to me with your gaping neediness, and let the light of my love fill you. Yeah. A yielded heart does not whine or rebel when the going gets rough. It musters the courage to thank me even during hard times. Well, you got to muster the courage. Yielding yourself to do my will is ultimately an act of trust. In quietness and in trust and confidence is your strength. And in returning and in rest shall you be saved. Amen. God is in the saving business. Not just your soul, but everything about your life. As we come to this table of thanksgiving, just can you hang with me a couple minutes? November 1st and 2nd in our little daily bread It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10. It says, for 3 weeks every fall season, our city becomes an art gallery. Nearly 2,000 artists from around the world display their creations in galleries, museums, hotels, parks, city streets, parking lots, restaurants, churches, and even in the river. Among my favorite entries are mosaics made from small pieces of colored glass. The winning entry in 2011 was a 9-by-13-foot stained glass mosaic of the crucifixion by artist Mia Travanti. While viewing the artwork, I heard the artist discuss how many times she had cut herself while shaping the pieces of glass for her mosaic. As I gazed at the beautiful rendition of what was a horrific event, I saw more than a representation of the crucifixion. I saw a picture of the church, the body of Christ. In each piece of glass, I saw an individual believer beautifully shaped by Christ to fit together into the whole. Ephesians 2:16 and 21. In the artist's story, I recognized the shedding of Jesus' blood so that this unity could take place. Jesus' prayer for us, his last prayer, was that we would be one. And in the finished artwork, I saw the act of love required to complete the project despite pain and sacrifice. We who believe in Christ are the work of art created by God to show the greatness of a Savior who makes something beautiful out of the broken pieces of our lives. Christ gave everything to make something beautiful of his church.
Hallelujah.
Now for the final exhortation before we come and they serve you. November 2nd, hands off. Scriptures, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. Hands off, devil. Hands off. I remember bobbing for apples when I was a child. Anybody remember bobbing for apples? A game that required me to have my hands tied behind my back. Trying to grab a floating apple with my teeth without the use of my hands was a frustrating experience. It reminded me of the vital importance of our hands. We eat with them, greet with them, and use them to do just about anything that is vital to our existence. When I read Psalms 46:10, I find it interesting that God says, be still and know that I am God. The Hebrew word for still, hang with me just a second. The Hebrew word for still means to cease striving, or literally to put our hands at our side. At first glance, this seems to be a rather risky piece of advice, since our first instinct in trouble is to keep our hands on the situation and control it to our advantage. Amen. God, in essence, is saying, hands off. Let me deal with your problem. And rest assured that the outcome is in my hands. But knowing when to take our hands off and let God work can make us feel vulnerable. Ever felt vulnerable? You feel vulnerable? Unless that is, we believe that God is indeed our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. Have you had any trouble? Do you have any trouble? Do you believe that he's your refuge and strength? And that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is the host of angels. In the midst of trouble, we can rest in God's care. Would you pray with me as we come to the table? Lord, forgive me for always wanting to manage my own affairs. Teach me to trust in your wise and timely intervention in my life and to keep my hands out of your way. When we put our problems in God's hand, he puts his peace in our hearts. I believe the Holy Spirit will help us today to put the problems in his hands. And if you will let him help you do that today, he is going to give you a peace and put a peace in your heart that will pass all understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this table of thanksgiving, table of blessing. Bless it now to these hungry, waiting hearts. We thank you for what you're doing today. We will get through this, that this is of our lives. Thank you for the activation of that power. Even now, let that power be demonstrated as we eat this bread and drink this cup. And Father, as we do that, we know that all of our needs are met in Christ. I thank you for the manifestation this month. I want to thank you for shouts of joy and thanksgiving. from every heart, every home, every soul. I thank you ahead of time. You can do it later here, but I thank you for it now. By faith in Jesus' name, amen. I know you received that. Would you pray over the bread?
Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood-bought sacrifice. We thank you, Jesus, that everything is under the blood, Father. We thank you for the brokenness of his body, Father. Oh, God, that as we partake, Lord, that we forgive, we move past, Father, and we come into your presence and we recognize the great sacrifice that was made for us. And so, Lord, I thank you that as we take, Father, that it would be healing to our body, restorations to our hearts and our minds, Lord. And Father, we don't take it lightly, Lord, oh God, but we take it as a serious matter, thanking the Lord and remembering him. Father, bless this now that we take, Lord. We ask it, Father, that as we eat and as we drink, Lord, that you would touch each body, you would touch each heart, you would touch each mind, Father. And we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As you receive the body and the blood in your hands, just contemplate what you have in your hands. Contemplate what was done for you and see the new life that Christ has given to us. See the redemption of sin. See the forgiveness. See the healing, see the sacrifice, see the joy, see the passion that he had for the cross, knowing what was before him and what was to come. Oh God, we praise you this day, Lord. We give you praise. We hold in our hands the very symbol of your son, Lord. And Father, right now we search ourselves, Lord. We search within us, we search ourselves, Lord, if there's any ought in us, Lord, if there's any unforgiveness in us, Father, is there any place that wouldn't be pleasing to you, Lord? We lay those things on the cross this morning, Father. We release those things right now in Jesus' name. We praise and thank you for it, Lord.
Would you look at somebody next to you and say, it's a pleasure to serve Christ, and it is a pleasure to serve you. The body of Christ. And now as we eat this bread and take this cup, I pray God's healing in the mosaic of your life. Her hands were cut and she had bled some. God is making a beautiful mosaic of every life. But there are some cuts and some wounds and some bleeding. May God bind up and heal. And may the finished work of Christ through the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, you have no idea what your mosaic will turn out to be. Oh, it will be worth all the pain, the cuts. Father, as we take this bread, heal every heart, the cuts, the wounds, the bruising, in the making of their mosaic, your mosaic in their life. Feel your heart reaching to their heart, healing hearts, healing the cuts, the wounds. With his stripes, we were healed. We thank you for that healing now. We thank you for it. Praise you for it in each life in a special way. In Jesus' name, we take this bread in honor of you, Lord. Thank you for the cup. We take the cup. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Forgives all sin. His power over all. Over everything. We receive that power. We receive that life. We receive new life. In Jesus' name. Receive it now. It's coming from him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill. Hallelujah. I love you. God go with you. The Lord bless you. Say, the Lord bless me. Lord, make his face shine upon me. Be gracious to me. Lift up your countenance upon me. And give me your peace. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving month of November. May it be the best of your life. God will make it so. I love you. God loves you. Love one another. Thank you for coming. We'll see you again. Amen.